This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the phone numbers here momentarily where you can join us and the us in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And tonight is the opening night of the new Star Wars film. And I'm not going to see it, not because I'm boycotting. I've just never intentionally seen any Star Wars film. So I'm
really
going to continue that throughout my adulthood.
Have you seen Star Wars films?
I've seen parts of some of them when I was a kid, but it was never an intentional thing.
Okay.
Does that not make you, you sound confused here?
I'm actually with Daryl on this one.
Really? Neither of you. So I'm not like a big sci-fi geek or I definitely don't follow like the Marvel Universe versus the DC Universe or anything like that, but they are such an integral part of our pop culture. I just kind of assume that most people have by now seen
so
at least a couple times.
I played one of the video games when I was a kid.
That's cool.
I'm well aware of the plot of Star Wars, and I've probably seen every parody that is not a pornographic film, and I don't know if there is a porn parody of Star Wars, but if there's not, there probably will be because of Rule 34. But, so I've seen Spaceballs, I've seen all of the Family Guy parodies of Star Wars. So,
you
know,
honestly, I don't watch porn either.
Well, I didn't say I don't watch porn. I just said I've not seen the porn parody of Star Wars.
No, I can say that I don't.
Yeah, and I'm going with a no comment there. But it is, yeah, it is such an integral part of American culture and worldwide. I mean, it's kind of huge. It's just surprising when I come across people that have never seen any of them.
Well, like I said, I've seen parts of them, but it was not like a intentional thing. It was like, you know, hanging out with some cousins and Star Wars comes on. And
did like three or four movies go by and you were just decided, you know what, I'm just not going to watch these. Too late. I've missed too many already. Or
no, I'm just not just interested. Like, I'm not into sci-fi.
But you're into fantasy.
Yes.
Yeah. So I know you like Game of Thrones, for example.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Because dragons and hot chicks. Are there hot chicks in Star Wars?
I'll go with a yes and no. Early Princess Leia, absolutely.
Are there dragons?
Creatures that are more fantastical than even dragons.
Okay. Well, now you have my interest peaked. And I do know that Emilia Clarke, who plays Daenerys Stormborn of the House Targaryen, first of her name, Khaleesi of the Great Grass Sea, Breaker of Chains, Mother of Dragons, blah, 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 blah. She is in Rogue One.
So you're saying there's a chance.
I'm saying there's a chance. And because she is, I believe, the leading character, that has some people upset. The story actually comes from Wired on this. They say, by now, getting angry about stuff that's progressive and inclusive is kind of the shtick of the alt-right. But while that ire has usually been aimed at politicians or breakfast cereals, and what's the deal with the breakfast cereal where some people got upset at some cereal?
I got nothing on that one.
Okay. They say the ultra-conservative group has a new target, a galaxy far, far away.
Okay, so what do you mean the ultra-conservative group? I mean, this seems to be, and this is maybe my misunderstanding of the alt-right, but I've never seen it as a organized group of people that get together on Tuesdays.
But you can be a group without being organized.
I know, but this sort of makes it sound like it is, you know, the ultra-conservative group. Like, they have a press secretary and stuff like that. You know what I mean? To me, this is just sort of a philosophy as opposed to an organized group.
Right, and they didn't say the organized group.
I know, but I'm looking at the implications.
Groups can be unorganized, as you know, and some groups can be like herding cats, as
yeah,
Heather
I'm a little
knows.
Confused? Are we still talking about Star Wars
or the Libertarian Party, or?
We'll get back to that.
Yeah.
We're getting into. So in response to Rogue One and the diverse cast and the fact that there's a female lead, the alt-right is boycotting the movie, spending the last couple of months tweeting hashtag dump Star Wars and encouraging others to skip the film when it opens this weekend, and it's actually opening tonight. When you ask prominent alt-right mouthpieces why they're boycotting, they say the Star Wars franchise has become too politicized and even explicitly anti-Trump.
Hold on here. Tell me more, Daryl.
Well, I'm curious how it's anti-Trump. They don't go into details of, you know, why the alt-right says it's anti-Trump, but when I read this, I was reminded of... What was the Batman movie that came out in 2012?
No clue.
But there was
The Dark Knight? Is that the one?
It was one of the Dark Knight movies. The one with
Bane.
Like
the Batman
Okay,
movie.
Yeah, I think that was the Dark Knight. Maybe. Okay, somebody will correct us if we're wrong.
Yeah. I know. I think there were three different movies with Dark Knight in the title. So there's like Dark Knight, Dark Knight Rises, and something else. But whatever the one with Bane was.
Dark Knight, Back in the Hood. I'm pretty sure that was it.
I remember for some reason when I was scanning channels coming across Rush Limbaugh talking about how that movie was anti-Romney. Because the main villain was named Bane, and Mitt Romney's investment company was also named Bane, so therefore it was anti-Romney, even though the Bane character in the comics existed long before Mitt Romney ever decided to run for president.
Right, and Bane Capital.
Yes.
Yeah, I always thought that was a great name, too, just timely. And sometimes that's what things are, they're just timely, coincidences occur.
So getting back into...
Unless it's Family Guy or South Park, then you know it's politicized.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So getting back into the article, they say that, again, the alt-right is boycotting because they say it's become too politicized, that being the new Star Wars, and even explicitly anti-Trump. The former might be true in a general sense. If you consider the writers and cast of Rogue One speaking out against white supremacy and hate as politicized... But by taking those criticisms as personal attacks, the alt-right is literally aligning itself with the dark side. Thoughts on that, Chris? The alt-right aligning itself with the dark side.
See, I've always sort of associated the left with the dark side.
But there are some people that try to make that Republican connection where they said that Dick Cheney was
Senator
either
Palpatine
or Darth Vader. I always thought he looked more like the original Penguin from Batman. Yeah, from the television series.
No, I know.
Back in the
Meredith.
60s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah, I don't know. I've always kind of looked at the Empire as this organization. You talk about big government and talking about being able to just completely militarize.
And the Empire loves their military.
Yes.
Conservatives love their military.
True.
So it makes perfect sense here that some people would see the alt-right as
the
dark side.
Liberals love their military, too. They just call them police.
Right. Well, and we didn't really see...
They're not stormtroopers when we hire them.
Right. And we didn't really see a shift in foreign policy with Barack Obama.
We saw a shift in foreign policy. There were more drone strikes.
He did ramp things up. Yeah, and more countries were attacked. So I guess that's sort of where my feelings come from. I'm not sure.
There's more on this, and your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Getting back to the article, they say, more importantly, they're doing, that being the alt-right and their boycott, they're doing it in a way that allows the alt-right to cast themselves as the oppressed rather than the would-be oppressors. It's a lesson they learned from the granddaddy of all American white supremacist, xenophobic, anti-Semitic, misogynist, homophobic groups, the KKK.
Of course.
There's more, including the history of hashtag dump Star Wars. And, of course, your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Are you going to hashtag dump Star Wars? Are you going to one of the premieres tonight? Do you even care about Star Wars? 855-450-FREE. In studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And have you ever wanted to start your own blog or website, but you've not been able to put the idea into action? Well, you're in luck. HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, is offering a special deal to Free Talk Live listeners. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you will get 50% off their regular prices. That's half price for the duration of your initial purchase. So if you're thinking about purchasing web hosting, the longer you buy, and I believe you can buy up to 3 years, you'll save 50%. Now, when you renew, you don't have to renew for the same duration as what you make the initial purchase. So if you, are thinking this is something you're going to do for a while, go ahead and buy over a longer period of time. You save more money. Now, when you renew, it will be the full price. Hosting your own website or blog can be intimidating, though, but HostGator makes it easy. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, and they have 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. HostGator has a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. To get that special offer of 50% off, just for Free Talk Live listeners, go to HostGator.com/FTL. We're talking about the boycott of Star Wars by some people. And apparently there's a hashtag floating around on the internet, hashtag dump Star Wars. And Wired has the story. They say a history. Hashtag dump Star Wars started, as so many things have this year, on Twitter. On November 4th, the mentions on the official Star Wars account already looks like this. At Star Wars, I am with the Empire. That was a tweet by Loki is Destiny. But things heated up a week later when Rogue One writer Chris Weitz tweeted, please note that the Empire is a white supremacist human organization, to which Gary Whitta, another writer, responded, opposed by a multicultural group led by brave women. In response to a big old backlash and concurrent uptick in hashtag dump Star Wars tweets, both deleted their tweets the same day, and White apologized.
Okay, so like one of the main characters in the last movie
was a black guy.
Was a black guy who was a Imperial stormtrooper.
Right, and there were people that were upset that yes, one of the stormtroopers was black for some reason.
I've come to the conclusion that people are going to just be upset, and regardless.
You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
Yeah, they're going to look for it.
The thing is, that guy actually had a conscience. Like, he took off the helmet and stopped being a stormtrooper.
Right. Sure you didn't see this, Daryl?
I'm positive.
Okay, just checking.
Like I said, I know the plots, but I've never actually seen one of the movies intentionally. The story here continues. Another tweet from Twite remains up and was even retweeted by Mark Hamill. Star Wars against hate, spread it. And then there's a link to a photo. That tweet and mostly the safety. Oh, right. This is the thing where they have the Rebel Alliance logo with a safety pin in the middle of it. It says, that tweet and the safety pin symbol, which after Brexit in the UK has become a symbol of solidarity with oppressed, vulnerable groups, was soon drawing attention on Twitter, as well as in the alt-right's No Censorship, No SJW Social Media Water Cooler, Gab, something that I've never heard of. One person tweeted, stop giving your money to people who hate you, hashtag dump Star Wars, and he's got, like, clapping hands in between all of his words. The story continues. The growing animosity also showed up, of course, on pro-Trump subreddit r/TheDonald, with one person posting, Rogue One writer admits new movie is racist propaganda against whites, boycott Disney. And someone named Ian McLean tweeted, Rogue One premiere targeted by pro-Trump conservative street artist Sabo reads Rogue One, spelled W-O-N, a culture war story. Hamill himself has also become a flashpoint, especially since giving an interview in which he said that Trump's cabinet is a who's who of really despicable people, and said that Luke Skywalker might be gay.
What? I remember when movies were just movies,
and
we went to them.
That.
We went to them for entertainment. And we came out, we were transported into another world for a few minutes.
That's why
for an hour or two.
That's why I like watching Game of Thrones, is I get transported to another world. And yes, I know it's loosely based on British history, blah, 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 ooh, something about the...
Very loosely, yeah.
The War of the Roses.
Yes.
God, if you're listening to this show right now, just next time you watch a movie, don't be so sensitive. I mean, God, it's like the people are like sucking the fun out of everything. Like, you can't do anything anymore, you know?
Right.
I know there's so many people just like in the activism movement, it's like that give you crap if you watch football on Sundays.
Right.
And it's like, that's the perfect demonstration of voluntarism. You have like hundreds of thousands of people getting together peacefully.
Here's the thing that I always find kind of ironic, is the same people that say, like, you should be free to do whatever you want as long as you're not harming somebody else will then tell you that you're not entertaining yourself the right way. The way you should be entertaining yourself, Heather, is you should listen to really crappy loud music and smoke a lot of weed. That's the only way that libertarians should ever enjoy themselves.
Mm-hmm. And I think, yeah, that's true. A lot of libertarians, what they don't realize is that, you know, once everybody's actually free to, like, live their lives how they want, not everyone's going to approve of the life you're living.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they take offense to that. And it's like, well, you know, can you really handle the freedom?
Well, here's a dirty little secret. My girlfriend and I actually watch a fair amount of TV.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably four or five shows that we follow.
Like which ones?
She loves The Big Bang Theory, so she watches every one of those.
Never seen it.
I'm trying to think.
I know there's the guy that's like the libertarian hero because he is Aspie, but that's all I really know about it.
God, what else do we watch? I watch Walking Dead. I like Walking Dead.
I love The Walking Dead.
I've watched about like 10 or 15 minutes of one of the episodes in the first season.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, why do they have zombies as pets in their barn? Of course there's going to be a zombie outbreak, and this isn't going to turn out well. I don't need to watch it. Just like I never watched Titanic because I know that the boat sinks at the end.
I cried during that. Especially when she dropped the jewel, and that's when I cried.
And then the music, Celine Dion, just, you know, icing on the cake.
But the point is, if you watch TV, you're an idiot, because the idiot box has you, and now you can have no more free thought.
Yeah, that's what some people claim. Your thoughts are welcome, 855-450-FREE. What are your thoughts on entertainment and hashtag Dump Star Wars?
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Apparently, some people are upset about Star Wars, specifically the new one that's coming out tonight, Rogue One, and there are people saying that it's too politicized and that it's somehow propaganda because, you know, the Empire represents, according to one of the writers, he said that the Empire represented white supremacy and the opposition, the rebels, were a multicultural group led by brave women. And that caused some people, the so-called anti-social justice warriors that are really, you know, cultural justice warriors, right, they got all up in a tizzy and they're like, ah, we'll show you. We're not going to give you money for this movie that we probably weren't going to go see anyway.
But the thing is in Star Wars, the Empire, the evil Empire, regardless of where you stand politically, the Empire represents your opposition. That's it. So if you're on the left, then the right is it. If you're on the alt-right, then the alt-left is it. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's going to be that. If you're libertarian, yeah, it's government.
Right. And apparently Mark Hamill was being interviewed, and he said that Trump's cabinet was a, quote, who's who of really despicable people, and added that Luke Skywalker might be gay. Mark Dice, who is someone that I think a lot of listeners of this show might be familiar with, he's a YouTube celebrity from somewhere out in Southern California, mm-hmm. and he does some of his videos, I will admit, are fairly entertaining. The ones where he does the man on the street sort of stuff.
Right.
Entertaining. The ones where he dissects the halftime show of the Super Bowl and shows you all of the Illuminati symbolism because there's a triangle somewhere. the man's off his rocker, and he tweeted, two feminist propaganda Star Wars movies in a row, and Mark Hamill says Luke Skywalker may be gay. Time to dump Star Wars.
Okay, Mark.
The libertarian position would be to no longer watch the movie and go make your own movie that's better than Star Wars.
yeah, one could certainly do that. I just think this is much ado about nothing and
couch complainers.
Yeah, it's going to give all the keyboard warriors reason to get up on their high horse on their keyboard and
Yes. Let
everybody have it. Dang it!
Or in this case, wouldn't it be a high tauntaun? Isn't that the weird furry animal?
Tauntaun, yes.
Yeah.
You can cut one of those open, you can crawl inside, and it'll keep you warm and alive.
If you feng shui the organs, then it's really nice. that's a Family Guy joke from the Family Guy parody of Star Wars. You're welcome. The story from Wired continues. Message received. The alt-right is offended, angry, and trying to undermine the movie's projected $130 million opening weekend. There's more to this, including what the arguments are, but first, your calls and thoughts. Welcome. We've got Paul coming in from Fort Mojave listening to K-Talks. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. Hello, everybody. First off, I got to tell you, it's cold here again. It's 62.
62?
When's the last time we saw 62 around here, Chris?
Oh, my way in, it was 14.
Yeah, it's been a little while. We're supposed to hit negative 27 tonight with the wind chill.
Oh, well, there goes Heather. Anyway, what I was going to say is, first, back to the Batman, the dark, whatever. Anyway, wasn't it a Thursday night premiere when that freak in Colorado went off on those people?
Yes, the Aurora, Colorado theater shooting.
Yeah, that was a different Batman movie, but it was one that had the title Dark Knight.
Right, and it was
like I said, I think there were three movies in that series that all had Dark Knight somewhere in the title.
Well, I'm just thinking that maybe it's their Thursday night premiere, so if you see somebody with a flat jacket and ammo on them, you should get out of the theater.
Yes. Yes, you should. Yeah. And I think that trial is still going on in Colorado.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was way before the church shooting. They just found
that living in Arizona at the time, in Sedona, when that shooting happened. So that would have been back in 2010. So that was 6 years ago.
2012. The Aurora
shooting.
Are you
autistic? I mean artistic, because aren't the Sedona people are all artistic. It's such a fine line
between autistic. Nice. And that was The Dark Knight Rises.
Okay.
Anyway, Sedona, that's a nice place.
It was really nice. I loved it. All the red rocks and watching the sunset. And it was high desert, so we actually got some snow when I was living out there.
Not like you do now.
Nowhere near as much snow as we've got right now, and also didn't get anywhere near as cold. Paul, thanks for the call and the thoughts. When did you say the Aurora, Colorado shooting was?
Aurora was 2012.
I thought that was 2010. What happened in 20? There was something weird that happened in 2010 when I was living in Sedona.
I have no doubt. It wasn't the Gabby Gifford shooting, was it?
That was it.
Which one was
That was it. The Congress lady in Phoenix that wound up getting shot, and there was a judge that also got shot. I think three or four people got shot. The judge was the only one that died, and possibly a little girl got killed as
Gabby
well.
Gabby Gifford was seriously injured and still speaks with a pretty bad impediment. She's come out and been very much anti-gun because of that. And there was a lot of conjecture when it happened. It's like, okay, this is going to be one of those right-wing, because she was a Democrat. It turned out the shooter was a Democrat.
Right.
Crazy follows no particular party.
It took a long time for that detail to actually come out, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was kind of not reported on heavily by the press for some reason.
Right. Just like when the shooting happened in Colorado, there was somebody from, I believe, ABC or MSNBC that just types the guy's name in on a search of who's members of local Tea Party groups. And because it was a fairly common name, they came across somebody with the same name, but was about 30 years age difference and lived in a completely different part of the, you know, Denver metro.
But immediately tried to associate them with the Tea Party and things like that. And it's just sad. I mean, when these things happen, it's a tragedy. I just don't see the politicization of that, how it benefits anybody. And no, banning all guns is not the answer. You can try to control it, and all you'll do is make more of them. If you want to talk to the world's greatest handgun rifle salesman in the world, catch Barack Obama before he gets out of office, because he's done amazing things for the firearms industry.
Yes, and I've seen reports that apparently Trump has done amazing things for the firearm industry when it comes to minorities purchasing firearms.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Apparently, gun purchases by minorities went up drastically following the election last month. Getting back to the story about the alt-right hating Star Wars, so what's the argument? According to alt-right ringleaders, the problem isn't that Rogue One's writers and cast hate white supremacy. It's that Trump supporters feel attacked by the film. That, according to Mike Cernanovich, an alt-right social media personality and activist, who says, giving money to people who attack them is pathetic. I'm going to organize more boycotts.
Do they need a safe space?
A safety pin?
Do they need a safety pin?
Probably. When the author of this article from Wired asked him for evidence that Trump supporters had been attacked, he pointed to a tweet from one of the writers. Yes, at Gary Witta, at Boing Boing, and then there's a link to something and an image.
Okay, sorry. If you're on the right, yes, people in Hollywood are going to attack you forever.
And the image is the Rebel Alliance logo that says, more female heroes, with the little Hillary arrow for the H. Your calls and thoughts, welcome, 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com
859-428-1000. Dynavite helps them obtain that better nutrition that is hard to find in commercial foods.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp.
They don't shed as much, and they're all over very healthy dogs.
We tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. People are upset that the writers of Rogue One, the new Star Wars movie, are saying that they're opposed to white supremacy and they have a female lead in the movie, and one of the writers posted on Twitter a picture of the Rebel Alliance logo with the words "more female heroes," and the H was the Hillary looking H, like it wasn't the colors.
Maybe it was H for Heather. You know, just
could be with the little arrow. But yeah, Heather, you just said we need more female heroes. And well, we're that time of year to where people are buying presents for one another. Well, how about buying a present for yourself and giving yourself more steak? Because doesn't everybody need more steak in their life?
I have no argument, no good argument against this.
And what would you do if I told you that you could get two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, a 12-ounce package of all-beef meatballs, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, one Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, plus an extra four kielbasa sausages for less than $50?
I'd say you are lying.
I am not lying, sir.
I'm hungry.
That's a 77% discount.
That is affordable.
And you can get that right now by going to Omaha Steaks. Enter code FTL in the search bar. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. Enter that in the search bar, and you will then find this package. And it's called the Family Gift Pack. But again, search for FTL. Get all of that for less than $50. That's a 77% savings. It's the gift guaranteed to be a hit. And they've got other amazing stuff. They have seafood. They've obviously got more steaks. But that family gift pack is going to be the best deal that they have. Again, omahasteaks.com. Enter FTL in the search bar. Back into the story here from Wired about the boycott of the new Star Wars film. They say boycotts are an act of free expression, and boycotting movies has been part of recent progressive activism as well, like when people boycotted Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them for casting alleged domestic abuser Johnny Depp. I didn't hear anything about that film and have no knowledge of Johnny Depp allegedly abusing anybody, which
yeah, I don't either.
Goes
I
to show you know how well I stay out of you know a lot of the
during his
media
divorce
stuff.
With Amanda Heard. She Who? Made some Amanda Heard, I think that's her name.
Never heard of her.
She had made some allegations that he was abusive to her.
Okay.
And it
I think in today's day and age, there's two sides to every story.
There are, and you know, I don't want to get in the middle of my good friends Johnny and Amanda, so I'm just going to back out right here and not say anymore.
Although I did hear one story about Johnny Depp. I think it was him that like he tried to smuggle his dog to Australia for the filming of a movie.
I did read that. Yes.
Did you remember that one?
Yeah. Hey, good for you.
So he's a man that loves his dog.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, it's okay to love your dog as long as you're not loving your dog. Back to the article, but the hashtag dump Star Wars isn't protesting oppression. It's protest as oppression. So while some using the hashtag on Twitter claim that they're the ones under attack, on Gab, hashtag dump Star Wars dispenses with such arguments and gets to the heart of the matter. As opposed, do we really want to root for the SJWs over the Empire? Hashtag dump Star Wars. Another reason to hashtag dump Star Wars, the villains suck. J.J. Abrams equates the villains to white supremacists, therefore he himself doesn't like or respect them. No character development. A good director will tell you that you gotta like your villain a little bit to be, or rather to make them an interesting character. And someone else, using the name Smart Grunt, says, I applaud Disney for making Rogue One a paean to feminism. It makes it much more realistic. Feminist icons, or rather, feminist icon goes to take out the Death Star and fails. Rebel Alliance then sends men to do the job and succeed.
Oh, geez. I just, this whole topic drives me nuts. Now, I will admit that if some TV show, which is there for entertainment value, that's why I'm watching it, that's its intent, is overly political, and if that politics is something that I find counter to my own beliefs, I'm probably not going to watch it. But I'm sure as hell not going to start a Twitter campaign going, you know, ban Top Chef or whatever the heck it happens to be. It's just
I mean,
because
I'm kind of jealous, though, that these people, you know, are, like, so, like, content with life that this is what gets them upset. You know what I mean? Like, that they must have live a very sheltered life.
There are no other great problems in my world, therefore I must complain about Star Wars.
That just seems like wasted energy.
Yeah, I hear you. And yeah. I wish these people could direct that energy. But, yeah, direct it towards something useful.
On the one hand, I kind of agree with Heather of it seems like wasted energy, but at the same time, if this is their focus, and just because you tweet about something doesn't mean that that's your focus. It could just mean that you had, like, you know, 30 seconds to type out a weird rant. That's how Donald Trump winds up, you know, getting elected president, by just posting stuff on Twitter. But, you know, if this is something that they're spending some, you know, considerable amount of time on, that at least means that they're not spending that amount of time trying to raise our taxes or increase the government budget or take away actual freedoms. They're just trying to get people to not go see a movie.
But if they're inadvertently not paying attention to the people that are taking our taxes and our, you know what I
right,
mean?
Right, but like, the busybodies that are, you know, posting this on Twitter are probably the ones that would want to raise taxes and all kinds of other social engineering stuff to where, you know, like government knows best for you.
Oh, no. They would want to be cutting taxes because this is the alt-right we're talking about. So they would be all about slashing our taxes.
See, I hate, like talking about groups of people that I can't actually, like, point and say, okay, these five people are the alt-right.
Right.
Like, who are we talking about? Because it's hard to place any.
You got me on that one. I don't know. I have some friends that I think of as being all right.
I think several years ago, people would have described them as neoconservatives, but then they just decided that alt-right sounds better for some reason.
I feel like my mom might be alt-right, you know, because she's the type to, like, take to Facebook anytime anything pisses her off. Like, you know, Shaw's the other day pissed her off.
Right.
She's like, I'm going to go post on Facebook.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the alt-right, there are some descriptions of it out there and things that seem to be common. I don't doubt that it includes a lot of Trump supporters because they have been very fed up with, you know, immigration and big worthless government and all sorts of things. So I kind of get it. I do get it. It's just not something I subscribe to wholeheartedly. I'm not going to. I probably have a lot of things. Probably a lot of things that they believe, or a few things at least, that I probably agree with them on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like any other group, I agree with Democrats on some things.
Right. And, you know, just because you agree with somebody on one or two things does not make you a member of that group. And there's a lot of people in the alt-right that I've experienced that they claim to be libertarians because they agree with libertarians on one or two things.
Right.
And they're like, well, I agree with you on this thing, and I've heard that if I agree with a libertarian on one issue, then I'm a libertarian.
I don't
Sorry,
like Democrats.
That's not how it works.
No, to be fair, to be a libertarian means you don't like the Democrats or the Republicans. I got that right, correct, guys?
No. Yeah.
I must be a libertarian.
It has anything to do with who you like. I think it's, you know, do you fundamentally want more freedom?
Right.
I think it's pretty simple, cut and dry.
Right, but there are some people that, and I'm sure you've experienced this, having been active in the LP for a couple of years, there are some people that are, you know, more conservative leaning, to where they're like, well, libertarians should do a lot more stuff with Republicans because we agree with them on taxes, and Democrats are absolutely horrible people and we should never even talk to them.
Right.
But no, we agree with Democrats on some stuff as well, so build coalitions with both groups on certain issues.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of libertarians in the movement that, rather than focusing on the common ground we have with other people, they're so focused on the things they disagree with them on.
Yes.
And so they don't, it's almost like wasted energy, again, because you're not building bridges, you're burning them.
Right. So. Your calls and thoughts welcome on this or whatever is on your mind. And we'll talk about some fake news coming up in hour number two. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.